104.7, Andy and Mel. It's brought to you by Kosama. Ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. Psychic Tiff is on the phone. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning.
So, how are things in the cloud?
The cloud is doing well. Specifically, the Johnson household is a little crazy. I rescued an 80-pound puppy. So,
that's not a puppy.
I saw the pictures. He's so cute, though.
Oh, my. That's what's keeping him alive right now.
He's being
Has
cute?
He chewed on any shoes?
Thankfully, no.
Okay, well, then he's all right.
He has destroyed a panel in my husband's truck.
Oh.
I know. I mean, even, bad.
Bad puppy.
Oh, bad puppy.
Holy moly.
It is what it is. So, training.
Yeah.
Takes training.
Yeah.
Is your husband housebroken?
Barely.
I think she's got him trained.
I don't know why I said that. I've never met your husband. I don't know.
I don't know why I said it either. I'm sure I'm going to catch hell later.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Becca on the phone. Are you there, Becca?
Yes.
All right. Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff. I was wondering if the relationship that I'm in is the right relationship for me. We've been together for 2 years. We have a child together, but he's kind of got a drinking problem, and he's gotten into a lot of trouble lately, and so I'm just wondering if I should just cut my ties and move on, or if it's where I'm supposed to be.
Yikes. Okay, well, friend Tiff would probably give you, like, way different insight than psychic Tiff, but since you're calling in for psychic Tiff, we'll go there. Believe it or not, I'm hearing that you need to persevere. That he, although he's getting into trouble, he has issues currently. This isn't really who he is, and I'm, oddly enough, I'm hearing stick with it.
I'm feeling that, but that I'm getting so much pull from my family because, like, he's actually come to my job with, you know, drove drunk with my kids and come to, you know.
And I so totally I'm, believe like, I'm you. Fighting, I, and I do, but, you know.
I'm fighting with my head and my heart so bad right now, and it's just.
it's got to suck. I hope I'm not going to totally insult you by saying this. Better people than you or I have had to go through that, and they get through the other side. And I'm getting in my heart of hearts, in my gut, in my soul, that this is something that you need to stick with.
I was not expecting that answer at all.
Me neither.
It's totally contrary to who I am.
That's what you said. It's like he's looking at a lot of jail time right now for his last antics, and that's part of it is I just don't know if, you know, what's going to happen with that, if he's going to end up going away for a long time. And,
right.
You know, it's.
I understand totally. It just, I'm gonna.
I've been trying to hold you for weeks.
What?
I've been calling the show for weeks.
I'm glad you got through.
When they said it this morning, I'm like, I'm just gonna let it ring, and I refuse to hang up.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Becca.
Thanks, Becca.
Bye bye. Let's see. We got Sarah on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good.
Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, I was just wondering if I will be pregnant in the next year.
Ooh, I love it. Straight into the point, yes, I'm getting May of next year. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get pregnant sooner because God knows it's up to you. But
okay.
I'm absolutely solid. You're getting pregnant. You're getting knocked up, sister.
Hopefully.
Not hopefully, for sure. I know it I know my name. You got this.
Okay.
Just make sure you practice a lot, Sarah.
I will.
All right.
That does help.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take a few more calls, Tiff. Is that okay?
Awesome.
All right. 361-5557. That is our number. If you have a question this morning for Psychic Tiff.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are going to top out at 74 today. It is 48 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Just remember, there isn't enough makeup in the world to cover up crazy.
Psychic Tiff is on the phone, and Mindy is on the phone. How are you, Mindy?
Good, how are you?
Good. Psychic Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. So, I have been doing hair in a small town for about 5 years.
Okay.
And now there's another lady going to start doing hair, and she's kind of a good old girl from the town.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people that already go to her, like, under the table. And I guess my question is, do I stick with it? Is it going to be okay? Or should I focus more on possibly being more around for the kids? I'm just curious what you think I should do.
Well, okay, curious what you think I should do is kind of broad.
Okay.
But in regards to that gal that you were talking, I was like getting nervous in my tummy. So I would say stick with the kids, do more with them, focus more. There's just something weird with that gal.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're asking when you say, what should I do? I don't know.
Okay, should I...
Are you going to, like, move your business?
What's that?
Is moving your business an option to somewhere else?
No. I have to stay where I'm at because my husband has his own business.
Yeah.
And my question is she going to hurt my business to the point where I would be better off to just stay at home? Where is my lucrative... Like, I don't make a lot of money doing what I'm doing. I'm basically doing it because I enjoy it and I get a little bit of spending money. But
sure.
I also enjoy being with the children more as a stay-at-home mom. And I'm wondering where I would be most happy, I guess.
Kids. And yeah, because this gal, I feel, and I don't, this is not a word that I use a lot, but she's really unscrupulous. And so do I think that she... Do I think she could hurt your business in a financial way? I mean, obviously, you're awesome particles, and she can't hurt you that way because you're good at what you do, because that just speaks for itself. But I'm getting sick. Stick with the kids. Stay, hang out with the kids. You're going to be more fulfilled. And honestly, it's more than anything about peace, like P-E-A-C-E, in your heart.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks for the call, Mindy.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Heather Joe is on the phone. How are you, Heather Joe?
I am great. I want to hear some good news from Psychic Sis.
Okay. Well, she's on the line. Go ahead and ask her, and maybe you'll get some.
Okay. Well, I am pregnant with my fourth child, and I have three boys. Is this one going to be a girl?
Oh. Holy crap! Sorry. That just... My uterus hurts hearing that. I do actually, believe it or not, think this is a girl.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
Either way, you're done, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I much like why I start wearing sandals in February, because I believe my personal attitude can conquer the weather. I would say just start buying pink.
There you go.
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, Tiff, she'll just come and punch you in your uterus or something.
That's what Rit dye is made for.
Yeah.
You can always turn it purple or something. Yeah, I don't know. Mel would know. She's the crafter extraordinary.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call, Heather Jo.
Thank you so much.
Well, Tiff, thanks for calling in again.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me so much.
You betcha. PsychicTiff.com is the website. You can look her up there, get a private reading on your own, and... she's all over the social web internets as well.
Yeah. I am big on the web machine, man. Social media.
Your dog is cute. It took me a while to find a picture of your dog.
It's okay.
He is so cute.
His tongue is about as big as your face.
Yeah, and let me tell you, like, I jokingly, because I'm blonde, I have to, like, color in my eyebrows in the morning, you know, so I have a face. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for all the dog kisses, like, they're gone.
I know. Yeah, that always sucks when the dog licks your eyebrows off.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Oh, well. Well, good to talk to you again, Tiff. We will talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is... 8:43. We're going to top out at 71 today, 48 right now. Adopt a soldier on Saturday in our parking lot. We're going to have a gal named Jody is organizing this. She has a cousin in the Army, I believe. And we're basically just gathering a whole bunch of stuff to send to soldiers.
Yes.
So if you are in the area, we've got a list posted at hot1047.com. There's a link. Well, it's at the top of the page for now, but there's a link at the top that says Adopt a Soldier. All the info you need is right there. And
a lot of the things you can stop in at the dollar store and grab a few things
you
there.
You can even stop at the convenience store on the corner before
right,
you came down
right.
here.
You know, and otherwise, if you're not able to stop and grab something, we'll always take cash donations so we can buy stuff for it. But like baby wipes is a big thing there.
Yeah, it's kind of a way of bathing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice thing to send to them.
And the boot bombs.
Yes, boot bombs. Where I don't know where you get boot bombs at.
You kind of have to make them, I think.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like that there actually are socks like that.
Them?
I think so.
What? I don't think you actually buy them that way, do you?
I think
you just put baking soda in a sock.
Are you sure? Socks with baking soda.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Details are at hot1047.com. We'll be doing that Saturday morning from 9:30 to noon in our parking lot. And so just get all the details at hot1047.com. Looking forward to that. The poll question today, is it okay to date more than one person at a time? And as I'm waiting for the refresh, I'm amazed by this. Now, the total number, when you put the two together, yes is winning.
Yeah.
38% say no, never. Because the yes was split into two. Yes, but only early in the relationship is 34%. Yes, just plain yes, is 27%.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a lot easier than trying to, put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's see, Jared's on the phone. How's it going?
Hey, this is James' son, Jared.
What's up, Jared?
How's it going?
Good. Where are you?
I'm driving to school.
Are you back home?
Yeah, I'm back home for good now.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw Oklahoma on the caller ID. I was like, where the hell are you?
Yeah. I thought I'd call him to say hi.
Yeah, I just went to pee, and your mom said that you were trying to call.
Yeah, I was going to try to call and tell you about what my opinion is on that the girlfriend thing or whatever.
Dating more than one person at a time?
Yeah,
By all means, Jared, what do you think?
Well, I think is when you date in the beginning, like everyone else is saying, I think when you're trying to test out the relationship, definitely. Definitely.
Definitely. And actually, we had a 14-year-old kid call in. And he put it the best of anybody. He said it's kind of like when you're trying to get a job. You don't apply to one place.
Yeah, you have five different places or whatever. You know, you don't just do one.
It was an incredibly smart comment.
Well, like when I was trying to find a job down here, I applied to like eight different places and I finally got the one I wanted.
Yeah, you don't just apply to one place and wait until you get it.
So dating, dating really would be like a job.
It's like interviewing for a job, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep.
You get called back for maybe two or three different interviews sometimes.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. And hopefully you get benefits with it, too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's the idea.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, hey, Jared, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Good talking to you guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I think that couldn't have been said better.
And by a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cameron.
Yeah. Who's probably in school and isn't hearing
Yeah,
it,
but no, that I mean, it's true. I mean, if you're applying for jobs, you don't apply for one.
No.
You apply for five or six different ones.
Or 10 or 12.
Or 10 or 12. Or whatever it is that you are looking for.
10 or 12 is probably a better way of doing it.
I mean, obviously your odds are better. So it's all a numbers game when everything, when it comes to dating or if it comes to job, looking for a job or
So when people
whatever.
Are getting all snarky on the internet and talking about parents and whatnot, who do you suppose gets called bad more often, moms or dads? Who would you guess?
Oh, probably moms.
You think moms?
No. Dads.
Dads?
Yeah, like the deadbeat dad and not paying child support,
well,
that kind of thing.
I have the answer to that question coming up next. Hang on. Well, 4.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:55, up to 71 today. So the question I asked you, Mel, was who is more likely to be called bad on the internet, moms or dads?
I'm going with dads.
You're going with dads.
Yeah.
Well, BuzzFeed did a random survey of 200 websites to find out, or a study of 200 websites to find out which words are most often associated with moms and dads. They found that the word bad is used to describe moms on the internet 6 times more than dads.
What?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. It wasn't a why, it was just a what.
Okay.
The 10 most popular adjectives to describe moms, a tie for first and second was new and old. New mom.
Okay.
Old mom.
Okay.
Free was used 142 times. Bad, 70 times.
You say free?
Free, yeah. I'm not sure what. A free mom? Mom's feeling free? I don't know.
Maybe their mom free today or something, like the kids are at grandma's. I don't
know. I don't know. Bad was number 4. Best was number 5. Full was number 6.
Full?
Apparently they ate at a buffet.
Okay.
Tie for 8 and 9 between naked and good.
Huh?
And just for the record, porn sites were not included in the study. And real was number 10. As for the adjectives used for dads, American was used the most. I'm guessing probably in reference to the show, American Dad.
Oh, that makes sense.
Free was number 2 for dads. Old was number 3. New, number 4. A tie for 5th and 6th between full and big. I don't get full. What does that mean?
I don't get it. I don't know where you, how you would.
I know.
Say it.
Best was number 7. Happy was number 8. Greatest was number 9, and real was number 10. So there. You guys get described as bad more than we do, I guess.
Whatever.
Why? I don't know why, but you do.
Was Deadbeat on that list? I don't think I heard that.
No, Deadbeat did not make the list.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Okay. music coming up. We will get to the Neon Trees, and also Carmen. Their latest is next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.